Minnesota National Guard, Tim Waltz's rank was reduced to Master Sergeant a day before he retired. By Christina Wong on August 17, 2024. The Minnesota National Guard revealed earlier this week that Governor Tim Waltz, the 2024 Democrat vice presidential candidate, had his rank reduced to Master Sergeant a day before he retired, which means that he never retired as a Command Sergeant Major as he has claimed numerous times in political ads and in political settings. Minnesota National Guard Director of Manpower and Personnel Army Colonel Ryan Cochran said in a statement sent out to journalists on August 13, 2024, emphasis added. Governor Tim Waltz received his notification of eligibility for retirement on August 3, 2002. He was promoted to Sergeant Major, E9, on September 17, 2004, and immediately began serving as the Command Sergeant Major for the 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery while his packet was submitted to the National Guard Bureau to appoint him to Command Sergeant Major, E9. Once approved by NGB, he was laterally appointed to Command Sergeant Major, E9, on April 1, 2005. He retired from the Minnesota National Guard on May 16, 2005. Our records do not indicate when he made his request to retire. Leadership reviews and approves all requests to retire. He was administratively reduced to Master Sergeant, E8, on May 15, 2005, because he did not complete all required U.S. Army Sergeant's Major Academy coursework. The statement said Waltz's rank was reduced to Master Sergeant, E8, on May 15, 2005, and he retired on May 16, 2005. According to a publicly available Army National Guard document, Waltz had his military record formally corrected on September 10, 2005. Despite retiring as a Master Sergeant on May 15, 2005, Waltz spent his entire congressional career claiming he was a retired Command Sergeant Major, despite not being a retired Command Sergeant Major. And despite serving in a Command Sergeant Major role provisionally and having that rank rescinded, he put the rank on coins he handed out as a congressman, and on his then Twitter bio. Waltz began claiming he was a retired Command Sergeant Major, E9, as early as 2006, in his first political ad for U.S. Congress. The Harris-Waltz campaign has never addressed why Waltz falsely claimed to be a retired Command Sergeant Major, although the campaign quietly updated his campaign biography to reflect he was not a retired Command Sergeant Major but just served as one, according to Politico. He has also not addressed allegations that he retired to avoid deploying to Iraq, made by multiple men who served with him, including his commander at the time, retired Army Command Sergeant Major Doug Julin. Julin said in an interview with CNN that Waltz had assured him he would lead his battalion into war in Iraq, but then went around him to get approval to retire early. The campaign has only said Waltz misspoke, after it circulated a video of Waltz in 2018 saying he carried weapons in war, despite never being in combat or deploying to a war zone in his 24-year military reservist career. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.